This is an Arrow News Touch and Go for April 9th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. At the time we released yesterday's Arrowcasts, the big news was Garmin's new synthetic vision system for the G1000 would debut on the Cessna Citation Mustang this summer. Lo and behold, Diamond Aircraft showed up on opening day at Lakeland with the G1000 SVT installed in a DA-40 and announced its availability to buyers of new Diamond Stars as a $10,000 option. Garmin's SVT presents a 3D color depiction of terrain, obstacles, and traffic on the G1000's primary flight display. It shows pilots what they'd see outside the cockpit on a clear day. Diamond Aircraft President Peter Maurer heaped praise on Garmin. Quote, "The technology is incredible, but what is really sensational is the price. Until now, synthetic vision of this quality was reserved for military or large jets and cost several $100,000. Garmin truly deserves credit for pioneering such affordable safety enhancements," unquote. Although it was somewhat overshadowed by synthetic vision, Garmin's other news on Monday was enhancements to the GMX200 multifunction display. It gives pilots the benefit of Garmin Flight Charts and Garmin Safe Taxi. Flight Charts and Safe Taxi are being demoed at Garmin's booth in Lakeland. Garmin Flight Charts is an electronic version of the National Aeronautical Chart Office U.S. Terminal Procedures publication. Safe Taxi allows GMX200 owners to taxi around unfamiliar airports with a display which clearly identifies runways, taxiways, FBOs, hangars, and the aircraft's exact location on the field. It includes over 850 U.S. airports and diagrams, and Garmin promises new airport charts as additional data becomes available. Safe Taxi updates are available every 56 days. Also on Lakeland's opening day, the Experimental Aircraft Association announced that the EAA Aircraft Insurance Plan, which already serves thousands of aircraft owners throughout the United States, is now available to owners of powered parachutes and weight shift trikes. Both liability and hull coverage are available through a U.S.-based aviation insurance company. Included are experimental amateur-built special light sport and experimental light sport aircraft categories. Coverage ranges from student pilots to airline transport pilots and includes dual flight instruction. In an opening day surprise at Lakeland, Vans Aircraft began officially taking orders for the wing portions of its new RV-12 light sport aircraft kit. The red final spec RV-12 on display includes a 100-horsepower Rotax 912 ULS engine and a new wing the company says provides even more docile stalls than the prototype displayed at some aviation shows last year. Vans still promises, quote, "all the performance the light sport category permits," unquote. Construction time is estimated at 600 to 900 hours, and a well-equipped RV-12 is expected to cost about $55,000. Unlike any previous Vans kit, the RV-12 is planned for operation in the experimental light sport aircraft category, after the FAA announced in February it would suspend adding any more new kits to the so-called 51% list. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Cirrus will train customers to private and instrument ratings simultaneously. Aspen will be original equipment in the Liberty XL2. And we get more details on Liberty's layoffs last week. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Vans Aircraft President and Lead Designer Dick Van Grunsven. We'll talk about the new RV-12 LSA that officially went on sale Tuesday morning at Lakeland. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.